88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show.
Good morning. It is a pleasure to be with you today. I know that you're used to hearing DJ talk about now. You just heard her do our intro, but she gave me the opportunity to come in and talk today. Before we get started, I want to say something about BJ. God bless her. God bless her. She's been on this, been doing this show for several years. And if you listen to us occasionally, you know that she's doing some good stuff, bringing some positive people to come in and talk to us about being better us, helping us to be the best people that we can be. And CJ, the guy who makes it all possible, I always say he is my best cheerleader when I come here to talk. He makes me think I can move a mountain. And we need that when we're doing something like this. So, good morning to you. And what are we talking about today? I'm so glad you asked. We are going to begin talking about how do we survive the holidays? But we are more than conquerors. So we're talking about how do we conquer? How do we make the holidays joyful for us? How do we move forward in the holidays and have a great time? So that's what we're going to talk about today. So to you, our listening audience, as we quickly approach this most sacred holy season, I offer words of thanksgiving and of encouragement. May we begin to know the baby Jesus. We're going to talk about him all the rest of this month as the baby Jesus. But let us focus our attention and know him as our Lord and Savior, as a very present help in these times, every day and every way. Now, don't just say it, mean it, and do it. Trust in God with all of our heart. And lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways, let us acknowledge him, and he is going to direct our path. That's what the Bible says. At this point, my pastor, Pastor Darrell, would say, I could close my book and go home. But listen, listen, listen. There is more. Stay with me. We will explore ways to help ourselves. Did you hear what I said? We will explore ways to help ourselves enjoy Christmas. Let us begin to examine ourselves. Do we really trust God? To thine own self be true. Shakespeare said that. Do we know how to trust God? What does trust in God look like? What does it feel like? And what does all of this have to do with you? With me, with us, and our spirit feelings, especially during this Christmas season? Again, I'm glad you asked. And the answer is everything. Okay, get up, sit up straight, and let's talk. Let us reason together. Though the Christmas season is paramount, and in our lives, especially the Christian's life, let us remember every day we celebrate Christmas as Christians. Jesus and all he has done for us. We remember the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So we don't need bandages or band-aids for the cares of this world, for us to feel better temporarily. Remember why he, Jesus, came. God sent his Son, his only Son, y'all. And remember, he died for us. Jesus died for us. Remember all of the many promises that he made to us and for us. Keep listening, keep listening. So today, let us put aside every weight that is holding us down that may cause us to have some grief, unforgiveness, or weights, regret, guilt, anger, bitterness, jealousy, loneliness, lying tongues, past mistakes. All of these things are things that happened to us that during the Christmas season, we began to feel lonely. We began to feel sad. We began to have some depression, not feeling well. Not all of us, because some of us have already learned, I call it healthy living spiritually. We have learned how to trust God. We have learned how to do the things that's necessary for us to have a healthy lifestyle when it comes to our spirituality. And guess what? If you're not quite there yet, it's okay. Just begin to strive in those directions. Now, remember, we are still here because God wants us to be here. He has a purpose for us. Carlette Christmas would say, I can't, he can, and I'm going to let him. So begin today to let God help you, to help all of us. Let us begin to let God help us so that we can make good, sound decisions about the rest of our lives. Now, there's more good news. Everybody say good news. Now, say now. Say now. Okay. Now that we have identified some of the weights that are trying to hold us back, to make us sad, for us to be depressed, unhappy, name your weight. What's your weight? Name the weight that especially during this Christmas season is beginning to tug at you and say, you're not happy. Don't be happy. You shouldn't be happy. Now, right here, I want to stop and say something. Sadness as a part of the Christmas season is not abnormal because there are some people today who have lost somebody today, yesterday, last week. Sometimes during the year, there are people who have gotten a bad diagnosis. There are people who are dealing with addictions. Could go on and on about there are some things, there are some challenges in life. It's good for us to stand up and say, oh, I got it made. I'm doing well with what I'm doing. But there are some people who are sad. There are some people who are sad, and we have to know for ourselves, what can we do? What can I do for me? How can I let go of this weight during the season? Well, begin to talk to that weight that's holding on to you, and I'm talking about the weight like heavy weight. What is holding on to you? And begin to say, demand that it exit your life right now. Say right now. So let us begin this holy season with a determination. First of all, seek to know God in the power of his holiness as our very own Savior. Seek to know God as our own Savior. It's a personal thing, people. When we really begin to know and understand who God is and what God is doing for us, he is our personal Savior, yet he's the Savior of the whole world, of the whole universe. At the same time, I want us to begin, how do we get to know who God is? How do we get to know him? Begin to read his word. Begin to study his word. And that puts us on the right road to knowing who our Savior is. Then we learn to trust God. Just reading the word of God and letting it soak into us, each and every one of us, we look at the promises that he's made. The Bible says that we are blessed by God because we believe the Lord will do what he said. That's good news. That's good news. So let us not just read the Bible. Let us not just listen to our preachers on Sunday mornings, whether we're live streaming, whether we're physically at the church. Let us begin to really believe that God said that he was going to do what he said he was going to do. And then the promises will overcome us because he's promised never to leave us, never to forsake us, that he would be with us always, even until the end of the world. And he's told us that when we begin to praise him, when we begin to acknowledge him, he will be with us. His spirit will be with us. So, as we begin to study and read the Word of God, it is our gateway to a wholesome relationship with Jesus Christ. We're reading, we're studying the Word, we're seeking to know who God is, and then we begin to dig deeper. Dr. Sherry Jackson often says he's a big, big, big God. And when Sherry stands up and do it, she throws up her hand. Then she stretched out her hands. And I think about what Jesus did on the cross for us. He's a big God. He stretched out his arms to the point that he was telling every last one of us, I got room for you. I love you. All you got to just come to me. All ye that are sad, you are burdened, you're heavily laden, come unto me. There's rest in me. His burden are easy. So we want, his yoke is easy and his burdens are light. So remember that. Remember that God is sovereign. And when you think of that, you think of supremacy, all power, total control. So as we dig deeper into God, we begin to know him for ourselves. And he began to be all in all to us. Back to the season. After you have cleaned up your temple and you're now ready to enjoy this season, here are a few, just a few common sense approaches that I want you to remember and you to begin to think about as we move into the season. There are things that we can do to help ourselves. Now, there were a few questions that were given to me, and I want to acknowledge them for certain. There was a question that was asked. It said, okay, what about the long nights that we're having and the short days? Does that affect us? Y'all know what happened when daylight saving time went bye-bye? And before you could get off work and make it home, it was dark, and it was just not. It was something that we had to begin to get used to. It was all over social media. People said, at 7 o'clock, I can't hold my eyes open. We had to make some adjustments. So, yes, that can affect our moods. But I often say some people dread the end of daylight saving time before it occurs. But my very simple answer is during this season, depending on what is happening in your life and how you already deal with the season changes, it's not a big deal. It's going to, for a couple of days, things are maybe a little chaotic in our lives, but then we get used to it. Another question we had was about the word sad. They talk about the seasonal affective disorder. They call it sad. we will find that in many seasons for various reasons, and I'm not going to go into that a minute because it's a lot about that we learn in psychology and psychiatry about the seasonal affective disorders. There are even continues to be questions in our little book that we use to do diagnoses and stuff, our DSMs that talk about, is it really a diagnosis or what is it about this SAD? But the bottom line is that SAD stands for seasonal affective disorders. And sometimes we have it, sometimes it's related to major depressive disorders. But it simply means this. Sometimes what is going on in a season and how things are going may affect our moods and how we're thinking and how we're feeling. Okay, go back to what we just started off with. Once we develop a healthy spiritual lifestyle, we get enough going on in us to be able to affront those kinds of things. When we see them coming, we know how to say, okay, stop now. You cannot enter into my rest. You cannot enter into my space. You cannot enter into my speech. Peace. On Sunday, our pastor, Pastor Darrell, talked about peace, and it was awesome. No matter where we are in life, no matter how much money we have, how much money we don't have, what kind of house we live in, what kind of house we don't live in, what is making us successful, what is not making us successful, and all of those things, once we get a hold of peace, once we get a hold of peace, we're able to move forward. We're able to, because the peace of God takes over and it transcends of all of those things. How do you get peace? Because that sounds wonderful. We begin to know what God's word says. We begin to believe what God's word says. We begin to dig deeper into the word of God. We begin to trust God, to honor God, and he is faithful. His mercy and his grace will move us into the directions that we want to go in and that we need to go in so that we're able to stand up even when Christmas comes and the person that sat at the head table is not there anymore. When Christmas comes and our loved one, the ones that we love the most, are not with us anymore. When we're sad because something tragic has happened in our families. When we're thinking and we're so complex because we don't know how we're going to make ends meet when there are some financial things. You name your way, but God is able to bring us through. And if you remember something that I'm talking about today, I really want you to remember, let us get us a spiritual healthy lifestyle. A spiritual healthy lifestyle. We can look good, we can lose weight, we can exercise, we can go to the gym, we can do, and that's wonderful. That's a part of it. But when we get our spiritual lifestyle consistently moving for us, we're able to smile in the midst of a storm. We're able to walk through trials and tribulations because we're going to have those things that come against us. It just simply means we're going to be equipped to move in the directions that God would have us to move in. Okay? So another challenge that we face and that we talk about is ways to get through the holidays, how we make beautiful memories. So we're going to talk about that today. How can we get through the holidays? How can the day begin? Can they get through the holidays? As we move forward in life, began to think, as I said, Shakespeare said, to thine own self be true. Begin to be truthful to yourself. What's going on? We've talked about that at the beginning of this talk. We began to think about who we are, why we are, and to put God first in our lives. So begin to be true to ourselves. What's going on with us? Because, look, y'all, we are good enough. Say it loud now. We are good enough. We look the way God wants us to look. We talk the way God wants us to talk. We're acting the way that God wants us to act when we have a spiritual lifestyle. We don't have to talk like everybody else, do what everybody else do. And when we begin to do that, Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's, whatever is going on, we will be able to stand up. We will be able to stand up. So, another thing that will help us, be grateful. Be grateful. One of the best attitudes that we can have, be grateful for what we have. I have two friends right now going through some challenges related to cancer, and they are my biggest motivators. When I talk to them, they can always find something to be thankful about. They can always find something to be grateful for. And I look at them, I listen to them, and I thank God for allowing me the opportunity to be on this journey with them. Because if I was not, I may not journey with where I am now. So learn to be grateful. Learn to be grateful. Then I say, love those people who are around you. Stay in the present. Sometimes we want to worry about what happened 15 years ago or what's going to happen 15 years from now. Stay in the present and love the people around you. Forgive the people who are around you. Be friendly. The Bible says, show yourself friendly. Get the wrinkles out of your face. Don't act like you're the president of the lemon-sucking committee. Begin to enjoy people. They may not be perfect, but we aren't either. So begin to enjoy and love on people. Sometimes our very attitude with people will make a difference. And then there is another thing that I want to remember. If you can't afford it, don't buy it. If you can't afford to go, do it. Leave the car where it is. Leave the clothes where they are. Just be yourself. Don't buy things you can't afford. And I guarantee you, you're going to feel better Christmas Day and 3 days after Christmas, 3 months after Christmas, when all of those credit cards, bills, and what other bills start coming in. So remember, you can't afford it, don't do it. Stay in your lane. You know, there are things that I don't want to do in places I don't want to be. That's not my lane. So find your lane in life and stay in your lane. Now, I'm not saying don't try to move forward and be successful, but let God show you. Trust in the Lord and let him guide you in the way that you should go. When you are in your own lane, it takes away the stress. It takes away the nervousness, the anxiety, and everything. So stay in your lane. Enjoy the simple things in life. I was talking to my granddaughter, who will be coming home from college for her first semester last night. And I said, I'm so excited about y'all coming. And she said, Lulu, I'm so excited about coming to Louisiana. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to laugh. We're going to hug. We're going to eat. We're going to have a wonderful time. So what we're saying is enjoy the simple things in life. The next thing is, don't worry. The Bible tells us that worry does us absolutely no good. Be happy. Don't worry about what's going on in life. And then learn to celebrate yourself. And don't be selfish. Celebrate the people around you. To celebrate people and just to let them know how you feel about them, find an encouraging thing that is true. Feel about something that's not true, but find something good to tell people. When we can celebrate ourselves and celebrate others, we are moving in an excellent direction of healthy spiritual living. So celebrate yourself and take time to celebrate others. And then we acknowledge and express our feelings. We don't have to walk around and be critical and always finding fault, but be able to express yourself in a kind way. Be able to tell the truth when it's time for it to be true. And be able to shut your mouth when it's time to shut your mouth. The Bible says that we are wise when we are able to listen. when we're slow to speak, when we are, and we don't get angry. We're very slow to get angry, but we're quick to listen. So, as we celebrate ourselves, as we learn how to express ourselves in a positive way, then guess what? We have moved to one of the most important places that we want to be this season. Let's keep Christ in Christmas. And it sounds like a cliche, but it's true. Just keep Christ in Christmas. Remember, with everything that we're doing, it wouldn't be a Christmas without Christ. So we're going to enjoy Christ. We're going to enjoy each other. And I want to go back and say to you, those of you who are feeling some challenges in your life this morning, I honor you. We love you. And right now I ask God, in the name of Jesus, there are some sisters, there are some brothers, there are some church members, there are some friends, there are some people, Lord God, that face some challenges that are almost too personal for them to tell anybody. So we ask that you touch them right now in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, be a fence around them. Love them. And Lord, direct us to be around those people, to love on them, to support them, so they will feel the Christ that you have given us for the reason, for the season, to keep Christ in Christmas. I love you guys. God bless you. Have a Merry Christmas. And I hope that you continue to make your a very spiritual, healthy living in your life. Goodbye.
God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is rosieh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
KAYT and KQJOFM. We're five cities strong all day long. Believe it. We've got Louisiana on lock.
You know, this holiday season, it is my sincere desire that you have a chance to really understand the true meaning of Christmas. I myself, I wasn't a holiday person growing up. We didn't have much, and the seasons were not the happiest times. But as I got older and really understood the meaning of the season, I had a chance to develop my own relationship. And I can guarantee now that nothing in the world could compare to the love that God has given me. So I pray that you also found the same joy that I've found. And to every one of you, I hope you can truly say someday that you'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Here we go. Safe.
Just give me a say.
Hallelujah. My life.
My life became.